acceleration rate 1, bringing us about green 185. Troy operated the controls to bring Stingray to bear on the oncoming vessels, revealing them to be three of the mechanical fish used by Titan and his aquaphibian soldiers approaching fast. How long until the relay device is installed, Phones?
2.5 minutes, Troy.
3 against 1, and 150 seconds before they could consider retreating. And there I was, complaining about how uneventful this trip had been. Ready Sting missiles, Marina. Marina prepped the missiles, then visibly tightened her grip on her steering column, mentally bracing herself for what was about to come. Keep cool, honey. Follow my lead, and we just might get out of this. Troy's words were as much to reassure himself as Marina, although he knew that whatever happened, he could depend on her to remain calm and professional. Nevertheless, he didn't blame Marina when she suddenly drew a sharp breath as the three mechanical fish opened fire on Stingray in near perfect synchronicity, their missiles now hurtling through the water toward them. Stand by for rate 6, Marina. Now! Troy's strategy was a desperate gamble, but to his mind, the only course of action open to them. Stingray accelerated to maximum speed, cruising towards the oncoming missiles as if on a suicide run, and then, at the last second, Troy threw the sub into as steep a climb as it could manage, with the enemy torpedoes now following close on their tail, before diving backwards into a loop that would ultimately bring them right into the center of the mechanical fish shoal. The enemy fleet scattered, each aquaphibian crew uncertain how to proceed with the attack after the loss of what had seemed an easy victory. In panic, one crew made the mistake of moving towards Stingray rather than away from her, giving Troy the opening they needed. Hold on, Marina. The three torpedoes were now so close, it was only the powerful wake of Stingray's Rate Master propeller that was preventing them from striking home. And Troy's plan involved getting even closer than that to this isolated mechanical fish. Realizing that their opponent had singled them out and was heading straight towards them, the aquaphibian crew attempted to move out of range, but Stingray was faster. At less than 10 feet until collision, the super sub suddenly banked sharply, forcing the aquaphibians to take evasive action and leading them straight into the path of the oncoming missiles. All three impacted with the fish and obliterated it in an instant, giving Stingray valuable time to dive for a rough landing on the seabed amid the flurry of fire and debris, temporarily eluding their remaining two pursuers. Troy shot a look over his shoulder. Phones, where is that freighter now? Phones glanced down at his controls.
I've got her holding position over the relay sensor, providing cover while it's drilling itself in. Want me to keep her there?
Troy shook his head. Let's make some use of her. Steer her course green 150. We'll set her up as a decoy. With any luck, maybe one of those mechanical fish will go after it. Could buy us some time.
Green 150,
Phones repeated, inputting the necessary commands to the freighter. Setting a running at rate 2. Seconds later, Troy and Marina saw the robot ship cruise past the cabin windows, moving away from the battle scene. For a moment, it looked as though one of the aquaphibian crews might be fooled into taking the bait and pursuing it. But to Troy's dismay, the two surviving mechanical fish kept their attention firmly focused on Stingray. Moving through the debris cloud of their fallen sister craft, it didn't take the duo long to locate Stingray's new position.
Let's get moving, Marina,
Troy ordered. And within seconds, Stingray was off the seabed and moving through the water once again, just in time to avoid being hit by two more missiles fired from the mechanical fish.
Change of plan, Phones, Troy called again. Buzz them with it. Do anything you can to make that thing a nuisance to them.
But the freighter was already on its way back towards them.
Way ahead of you, Troy, replied Phones. She's not as spry as Stingray, but I'll see what I can do.
By now,
Stingray was back on the tail of the two surviving mechanical fish, which now peeled off from each other and headed in different directions. Marina, if you think he can... Troy's words were cut off as a Sting missile erupted from Stingray and tore into the nearest mechanical fish, destroying it instantly.